This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
Other than that, if you say you're a disciple, you have to be disciplined. There's not a choice to it because a disciple is a disciplined one. It goes on and describes to become a pupil of a discipline or to be a disciplined one. Jesus' disciples were disciplined in his instruction. They exercised control over themselves so that Christ could live in them and they could be like him. Remember they said, if you follow the master's instruction and discipline, if you're a disciple, you'll be like the master. Now, let's look at Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. This is Apostle Paul speaking. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. That goes back to what he said in Romans, where I buried with Christ and then risen to newness of life, but not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Remember what we said about if you're trained and disciplined, Jesus' disciples were disciplined in his instruction. They exercised control over themselves so that Christ could live in them and they be like him. Then Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, he's talking about being alive in the natural. He didn't mean fleshly behavior. He's talking about just being alive in the body. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It takes discipline to give yourself to Christ because so many people got, you ask them, yo, you know, did you give your life to the Lord? Yeah, I went down back in 1942. And I gave my life to the Lord. And you still don't see them looking like the master, acting like the master, being like the master. And you wonder, are you sure you gave it to him? You sure you gave your life to him? Because if you give something to somebody, it's no longer yours. That's what Paul's trying to say. Not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. I was crucified with him and I live. But no, not me that live. He lives because I'm awake. It goes back to Romans 12:1-2. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. People talk about, I'm willing to die for Jesus. He don't want you to die for him. He did enough dying for everybody. He wants you to live for him. And that's harder. It's easy to go be martyred for God. You go preach somewhere and somebody cut your head off. That's easy. The hard part is living for him. And he said, I don't need no dead people. I died enough for everybody. I need you to give your life a living sacrifice. Sacrifice your what you want to do in your flesh, the things you want to do. If your body says stay in the bed and you want to be a living sacrifice, that says we're going to church. Are you a living sacrifice? Are you alive and still sacrificing? Not the blood of bulls and goats. He's not interested in that anymore. He wants something much deeper. He don't want the life of a bull and a goat. He's hidden home now. He wants you. He wants your mind. He wants your abilities. He wants your talents. He wants your presence in his house. He wants to fill you with his word. Then he wants to send you out to a world to be them that turn the world upside down. He wants you to continue his work. He said, my life was cut short because I had to do something for all you all. But I went and did that. Now I want you to give your life to me so that I can finish my work. So that I can multiply my efforts through disciples or disciplined ones. The plan of God cannot be accomplished in the earth with an undisciplined church. It cannot be accomplished. People want to run, shout, jump all the time. Yeah, run, shout, jump. Like last week, we had a good time. The Holy Spirit was there. The worship and praise was good. The anointing came in. Had a great time. That's good. And that's wonderful. And we want to keep doing that. And we're believing God for more of that to manifest. But that's not all there is to church. You got to take that anointing out there to the world. And it's going to take some discipline to get it. And you know, you ought to be able to get it home and stir yourself up with no music playing. No music playing. Something Helen and I were saying. We said, well, you know, we had a good move of the Spirit. I hope people don't think it was the music. The music's anointed. But the fast music anointed, the slow music's anointed. The intermediate music's anointing. I dance in the spirit with no music at all. Just King David didn't have no music. Spirit of God hit him and he just started to dance, just took off. I run and didn't need any music. But if you're not disciplined in the things of God, it's got to come through the flesh for you to act. Lack of discipline. I know you may not think that, but it's lack of discipline. Because when you're spiritually disciplined, your heart is in tune with God all the time. And if you need a blessing, you say, God, this has been a hard day. I'm going and just praise. And you just go over there and you start praising him out of your voice and you start lifting up and the God presence of God. God inhabits the presence and the praises of his people. If you feel God is far or strange from you, you had a hard day, you need to go home and praise him. And he will inhabit you and the Holy Ghost will hit you and you may start to dance, run, jump, shout, whatever, the burden to lift, because the anointing will come in and break the yoke of bondage. The anointing will break it. But if you're not a discipline, it takes discipline to come home from a hard day at work and praise.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
But the fast music anointed, the slow music's anointed. The intermediate music's anointing. I dance in the spirit with no music at all. Just King David didn't have no music. Spirit of God hit him and he just started to dance, just took off. I run and didn't need any music. But if you're not disciplined in the things of God, it's got to come through the flesh for you to act. Lack of discipline. I know you may not think that, but it's lack of discipline. Because when you're spiritually disciplined, your heart is in tune with God all the time. And if you need a blessing, you say, God, this has been a hard day. I'm going and just praise. And you just go over there and you start praising him out of your voice and you start lifting up and the God presence of God, God inhabits the presence and the praises of his people. If you feel God is far or strange from you, you had a hard day, you need to go home and praise him. And he will inhabit you and the Holy Ghost will hit you and you may start to dance, run, jump, shout, whatever, the burden to lift, because the anointing will come in and break the yoke of bondage. The anointing will break it. But if you're not a discipline, it takes discipline to come home from a hard day at work and praise. You know what I'm saying? You come home from a hard day at work and you say, that's it. I'm through. That's it. I'm going to bed. I forget that. It takes discipline to keep going. It takes discipline to do that. It takes discipline to sit and study when you're tired. But if you see the purpose in it of godliness, you may be motivated to do it. There's a purpose in it. You think the world want to go to the gym when they get off work? They go down there and they tell themselves, look, body, you like this. You're having a good time. Their body hurt just like yours. But they do it anyway because they're disciplined. Galatians 2:20 again. Paul was disciplined for the purpose of godliness. Now, Paul, remember, he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Do you think, we know he was a godly man. Do you think he was a disciplined man? You think Paul ever had anything that his flesh didn't want to go through and he had to exercise some self-control to do what the Spirit of God wanted? He had to exercise. Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11:23. Are they ministers of Christ? Now, I may be speaking as a fool to you because you may not be esteeming what I'm saying, but are they ministers of Christ? I'm more a minister of Christ. I'm more. They complaining? I'm more of a minister than they are. More in labors, more abundantly. In stripes, above measure. In prison, more frequent. In death, often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes minus one. 5 times I got whipped 39 stripes for the gospel's sake. You think Paul's body was like, oh, we get a whipping today. Oh, we get a whipping. No, he didn't want that. It took some discipline to preach that gospel. When God told him to go preach the gospel somewhere and they didn't want to hear it, but God told him to go. And he said, if I go there, they're going to get upset. They're not going to like this. But what did he do? His flesh didn't like something. But what did the disciplined Paul, the godly man, do? He went anyway. Thank God, because we have it here to learn from. He was disciplined for the purpose of godliness. Let's go on here. Verse 24, of the Jews, 5 times received our 40 stripes, save once. When was the last time one of you all received about 39 stripes from a professional striper, if you would? When was the last time you've been striped for Christ? It's been a while, hasn't it? Well, Paul's talking to us about that complaining about, you don't understand. I work a whole 8 hours, minus my 2 breaks and my lunch. I work hard. And you talk about come home and stuff. There ain't no time, Pastor. I'm busy. Too busy. Okay. You ain't got to tell it to me. Tell it to God. See if he take that excuse. He might let you talk to Paul first on your way up there. Of the Jews, 5 times received our 40 stripes, save one. Thrice, which means 3 times, was I beaten with a rod. And they didn't care he was hollering police brutality, a Pharisee brutality. They didn't care. They beat him anyway. Once was I stoned. That's one experience I don't want. Was stoned. They weren't throwing pebbles. Stones. That's bigger. I like this. And it's beating up against your body. And Paul's there saying, I'm going to still preach the gospel anyway. It took discipline. But he saw the purpose of godliness, so he kept pressing in. Thrice I was suffered shipwreck. I spent a night and a day in the sea. In journeying, trying to go places to spread the gospel message, to go where God told me to go. I was in peril of water. I was in peril of robbers, in peril by mine own countrymen, the Jews trying to kill him. In perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness and watching often, in hunger and thirst and fasting, often in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches. Paul said, I don't want to hear nothing about you tired. That's why you can't be disciplined. He said, when you get up to this, then we'll talk. Until you had all that happen, he said, I still studied. I still prayed. I still meditated. And he became godly and disciplined. And we are the fruit of it. I got saved on Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, which the apostle Paul wrote as he was unctioned and inspired by the Holy Ghost because he was disciplined to do it. He probably didn't even feel like writing that day. His flesh, I'm sure, the flesh don't ever want to do what the Spirit wants. His flesh, just like God, he didn't want to write, he didn't want to go to these places, didn't want to do any of it. But he did it anyway. He was disciplined for the purpose of godliness. Amen. We will find the same correlation, because there's always a connection between discipline and godliness.
Today's message has been part one of the 2-part series titled, Discipline for the Purpose of Godliness.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy of Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy of Faith family. Joy of Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian.